I am Lyra Chacon, age 68, and I live in Boca Raton, Florida, USA. I first learned about looking at myself when a friend sent me a link to one of John's videos in late 2007. What appealed to me was the promise that if I did this simple act, it would work. And for some reason, it made sense to me. I wanted to know more, so I signed up for an intensive and continued to follow the podcast. I listened to them over and over, and I still do. Since my everyday life seemed okay, no real problems, no drama, I didn't see much change in it at first. And so for a long time, I was convinced I was doing it wrong. Listening to John over and over as he answered questions gave me encouragement. And following John's instructions, I listened and I looked at myself whenever I thought of it. At the beginning, there were several times a week. Lately, that seems to be several times an hour. Over the years, I have used many looking practices. Everything John has suggested has helped. The first and most important for me was, how do I know that I exist? Why am I certain of this in a way that I am certain of nothing else? I also use memories of myself as a child, realizing my sense of being me is the same today as it was then. I like the suggestion of here being another name for myself. I pause a couple of times at odd times during the day and say here to myself to taste my here-ness. This year, I began to play with the idea of periphery vision, like when we make a T with our outstretched hands and try to see both hands at the same time, our focus relaxes and softens until there's really no single object of focus. I apply this analogy of periphery vision to all objects in my field of awareness, even my body and my mind. With my focus on all objects blurred, my attention naturally falls on me as here. It's not all been smooth sailing. Early on in looking at myself, I realized that I was living my life as if I was on a 7-second profanity delay, like live TV shows. I did this so I could edit myself or prepare for defense if necessary. I also realized that I was in denial about the amount of fear still present in my life. You see, I had panic attacks 15 years ago that led me on a long journey of alternative therapies and workshops. With spiritual practices like Reiki and meditation, I felt I had conquered the fear. However, along with the looking came the realization that I still had performance anxiety. I realized my life was so easy because I limited my expression and my passion, and because I stayed in safe territory. Performance anxiety is not an issue if you're not performing. Additionally, intense fear continued to show up periodically in my dreams. I also became aware that I was still carrying excessive fear as tension in my body from who knows where. In mid-2010, these conscious and subconscious fears began to be released from my body through symptoms. I developed irritable bowel syndrome with no organic explanation. I also developed an odd sort of involuntary contraction in my abdomen, like a hiccup. It seems to activate when tensions arise and continues until my body relaxes. It's most active after a fearful dream. Incidentally, at the same time these symptoms started, I became much more productive at working with my dreams. Although I realize I'm still recovering from alienation from my life, I know the gap between me and my life is closing. Frequently, I'll notice that I've gone a long time with no 7-second delay. Mostly, I just do what I do and experience what I experience. I'm finding ways to express myself more fully also. I still occasionally have scary or painful dreams, but they're not as compelling as before. I realize that deciphering dreams and looking for cause is just a distraction. Mostly, I just feel the feelings without a story. Body tensions and reactions still occur at times, but now I just notice them with kindly attention to the area rather than trying to explain or change them. In my daily life, My mind is less about trying to find and solve problems or about any kind of story, and more about just noticing what's happening. I have to say, my life is appealing, even when it's not.